Hi, I'm Gregory Dickow. Welcome to a very special edition of The Power to Change Today. It's a program that many of you have asked about and many of you have been waiting for. We're going to experience something that I know is going to transform your life forever. It's one of my favorite topics to talk about because it honors what Jesus did when he shed his blood. And I want to talk to you today about the supernatural power of Holy Communion. Now today I'm not only going to teach you about communion, but I'm going to lead you in a communion experience that has led thousands of people to experience supernatural breakthroughs in so many areas of their life, whether it's their finances, their health, their relationships, and so much more through the power of communion that we're going to have right here on today's program. People have experienced personal miracles taking communion with me. Just taking communion with the Lord, but we're going to do it together, and you're going to receive your miracle. We've seen cancers healed, tumors disappear, blood diseases healed. We've seen people set free from addictions, from temptation. We've seen marriages restored, so much more. Get ready for the power to change today. Well, the body and blood of Jesus contains so much power and so much blessing, and so many people are missing out on the benefits of Jesus shedding his blood and offering his body on the cross. And I want to show you how to experience those everyday benefits beginning today. You see, so many people have misunderstood the whole idea of communion. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, I want to read verse 16 to you and just study the Bible a little bit together before we take communion. But it says in verse 16 of 1 Corinthians 10, it says, "This cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? And the bread which we break, is it not communion of the body of Christ?" In other words, when we eat the bread and when we drink the cup, we're communing with God. We're fellowshipping with him. We're fellowshipping with his body and with his blood. We're mingling our life with his life. We're experiencing oneness with Jesus. Whatever he is, we are, and whatever he has, we have, and whatever power is in his life is released into our life. Whatever healing is in his body is activated into our body. Whatever anointing is in his blood and in his body is released into your blood and into your body. That's the power of communion. It's an exchange of life. That's what the word communion means, to commune together, to fellowship together, to exchange life. And so many Christians are robbed of this power. We've been robbed of this blessing because of what religion has taught us. Some of us have been taught that if we eat the bread and drink the cup without cleaning up all of our lives, then something bad's going to happen to us. But listen, nothing bad's going to happen to you by taking communion today. Things are already bad. Bad things are already happening in your life without taking communion. Bad things are already in our lives without the body and blood of Jesus. Man, what's going to happen when we believe and activate our faith in the power of his blood? It's going to reverse the curse. It's going to turn things around. It's going to turn bad things into good things. As you understand the power of the blood of Jesus, many of us have also been taught that if we don't get all the sin out of our life, then we're drinking the cup in an unworthy manner. Because there's a scripture that people twist to draw that conclusion. But that's just not true. What makes us drink the cup in an unworthy manner is not believing in the blood of Jesus. It's believing in what makes us drink the cup in a worthy manner is believing in the blood of Jesus, believing in the worthiness of the blood, not the worthiness of our holiness or the worthiness of everything we've done right. It's the worthiness of the blood. To drink it in an unworthy manner is to not trust that the blood is enough. But when you believe that what Jesus did is enough for your healing, it's enough for your breakthrough, it's enough for your marriage to be restored, for your body to be well, for your finances to be blessed, that's when it releases its power. One time I was having a blood test done for a life insurance policy, and the nurse actually, she was taking my blood, and on that topic, interestingly, she said to me, She said, I saw you teaching about communion once on television, and can I ask you a question? I said, of course. And she said, can I take communion at church if I'm married to someone who's been through a divorce? Well, this woman doesn't go to my church, but she said, because I was told that if I've been through a divorce or he's been through a divorce, that I can't take communion, that I actually have to leave him before I take communion. Well, that's just absolutely absurd. I told her that, and it was religion that had told her she can't take communion because of the divorce that this guy had been through. Where's the God of second chances in that? What's the point of the body and blood of Jesus being offered if it doesn't offer us a second chance? To have to leave her husband to take communion? It's ridiculous. It's total confusion and chaos. And listen, nobody can control you and stop you from taking communion. I know that some people may feel like, well, you just have to make sure everything's right in your life in order for you to take communion, but it's the blood that makes us right. It's his sacrifice that makes us right. That's what this is all about. When we take communion, we're remembering what Jesus did. So I'm going to share with you today six things that are going to happen in your life, supernatural blessings that are going to happen in your life, supernatural miracles that are going to happen in your life when you take communion, when you release your faith in communion. When I shared this with this woman that I'm telling you about, it set her free from all the condemnation and all the guilt. She was completely liberated. And I want you to understand that God wants you to experience his power. Many people have been healed taking communion. They've overcome depression and suffering, all because of the power of the blood of Jesus. It's not our sacrifice that changes us. It's his. And isn't his blood strong enough to deliver us? Now, let me talk about medicine for a minute, because I'm certainly not against medicine. But if we can put our confidence in medicine by drinking the medicine or eating the medicine that a doctor prescribes, which we should have confidence in the medicine or we shouldn't take it, right? But then we don't believe in the power of the blood of Jesus. How much more, if we can put our confidence in the medication that a doctor prescribes, how much more should we put our confidence in the blood of Jesus that God himself prescribes? There's so much power in this blood. There's so much power in his body. Miracles are waiting. They're contained in the body and blood of Jesus. Now let me show you some of the benefits from the Word of God, the supernatural power and provision of taking communion. And maybe you need to go and get some bread right now, get some grape juice. If you've ordered it from us, you probably have it there and you're ready. If you didn't, you maybe go to your kitchen, get some bread, get some grape juice. If you don't have anything you can use, just enter into this by faith with us. We're going to believe God. I'm going to believe God with you for your miracle, for the miraculous power of God to touch your life. Get anything you have. Get ready to experience God's power in your life. This communion experience is going to change your life today. And listen, what you're hearing, by the way, is where so many people have missed it because they've lacked knowledge of God's word. People have been robbed of the power of God that comes through communion because there's power in the blood of Jesus. And let me share a scripture with you real quick that will really help you understand. If you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, Paul says, I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that in the very night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. Now, I want to stop you there for a minute, because notice in verse 23, it says, in that very same night that he was betrayed, he took bread. He took the cup. Now, how can a man, the very night he's being betrayed, take communion? But that's literally what Jesus did, and that powered him through what he was about to face, and it's going to power you through whatever you're facing right now. We've got to stop waiting until everything's perfect before we take communion. That's the religious utopia that doesn't exist. We need to realize that in the midst of the storm we're in right now, we can take communion and the power of God will be released. In the very night, it says, that he was betrayed, he took communion. Why? Because Jesus knew that no matter what was happening in his life, there is power in his body and in his blood. And so that's why when he says in Psalm 23, he prepares a table for us. He prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. So whether your enemy is sickness or disease or fear, anxiety or marriage problems or whatever the problem might be, right in the presence of that enemy, there's a table that God has prepared. And what is that table? It's the communion table. You see, when you take communion in the midst of your problem, the problem is going to shift. God's going to deliver you. It's going to happen for you today. Jesus said the table is the bread and the cup. Now I want you to think about it. When he was taking this Last Supper with his disciples, Satan entered into Judas. So Satan was at the table when Judas was at the table. But the Father was at the table when the bread and the body was at the table. So think about it this way. Satan was at the table in the form of Judas, but God was at the table in the form of the body and the blood. And no matter what you're going through, God is at the table. God is with you right now. The anointing is with you right now. What does the anointing do? The anointing removes burdens and it destroys yokes. So get ready to experience the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God as you take communion. Remember when that woman poured the perfume over Jesus' head and they said, what a waste. But Jesus said, look at what he said in verse 8 of Mark 14. He said, leave her alone, for she's anointed my body. She's anointed my body for the burial. In other words, his body is anointed. So when we eat the bread and drink the cup, the anointing is manifested in his body and in his blood. Don't you want the burdens in your life to be destroyed, the yokes in your life to be removed? Well, today is your day. And every day can be your day as you simply activate your faith in the power of the body and blood of Jesus. Now, we're going to take communion, so get ready in just a few minutes, but let me quickly give you those six supernatural benefits that I've been talking about of communion, the power of Holy Communion. I want to show you these six specific benefits. The first benefit of the Holy Communion is peace, supernatural peace. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 18, it says, then Melchizedek, king of Salem, which means peace, he brought out bread and wine and took communion with Abram. So he had the bread and he had the cup, just like you have right now. And when Abram took the cup or took communion, the Bible says, Melchizedek, the king of Salem, which, like I said, comes from that word shalom, the king of peace, entered in on the scene. When you take communion, peace shows up in your life. No matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're going through, because peace is in Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And we're eating his body and drinking his blood by faith. That means nothing's missing and nothing's broken. That's what peace means. So this includes healing in our body, includes wholeness in our lives. That's part of the promise of peace. So number one, you will have supernatural peace. Number two is found in chapter 15, verse 1. It says, now after these things, after what things? After Abraham takes communion with Melchizedek, who represents Jesus in this chapter, after Abraham takes communion with Melchizedek, bam, the word of the Lord comes to Abraham. What does that mean? It means that the second supernatural benefit of taking communion, I believe, is you receive a word from God. You receive the answer that you need. The answer you need is going to show up. The wisdom you need is going to show up. It's in Scripture, but I believe it's going to rise to your situation. The word of God, the right answer at the right time is going to show up in your situation, just like it did for Abram when he took communion. The answer is going to come. God goes on to say to Abraham, in the next verse, he says, fear not. He said, fear not. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. So the third supernatural benefit of taking communion is deliverance from fear. He says, fear not. So the body and blood of Jesus have the power to drive fear out of your life. So the next thing that happens, the next supernatural benefit of taking communion is God is your shield. It's supernatural protection. He said, I'm your shield. It symbolizes, God says it after Abraham took the bread and the cup. He said, I'm going to be your shield. And a shield represents two things, really. It represents protection and it represents favor. So the favor of God is going to manifest in your life. Get ready for a tidal wave of God's favor to show up through the body and blood of Jesus. It's not magic. It's not a gimmick. It's that your faith is released and God's power is activated when we take communion. God's power was provided for at the cross, but it's activated. It's released into your life as you take communion. Get ready for a tidal wave of God's favor and God's protection. Then he says, he goes on to say, I am your exceeding great reward. And the Amplified Version says, I am your abundant compensation. I'm your exceeding great reward, and I'm your abundant compensation. What does that tell us? It tells us the next supernatural benefit of communion is that God will provide for us. It's divine provision. Divine provision. Well, we could go on and on about all these benefits of communion, but I want us to get ready because here's one of my favorite ones right here, and it's found later in chapter 18. Remember, Abraham and Sarah cannot have a baby, and these three men come and approach them, and Abraham goes and kills an animal and serves them the meat and serves them the bread. It's like communion. And then the Lord says to him, is anything too difficult for me? Is anything too difficult for the Lord? So whatever you're going through right now, nothing is too difficult for you. And so as he shares communion with these three men, which represent, from my view, they represent the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as he shares communion with them, God speaks to him and says, nothing is too difficult for the Lord. Maybe you have a difficult problem that a doctor can't solve. Maybe you have a difficult problem a lawyer can't solve. Maybe you have a difficult problem that you can't solve. But is anything too difficult for the Lord? So as we take communion, there is a release of God's power to turn a difficult situation around, to turn an impossible situation around. And I believe if that could happen to Abraham, it can happen to you. You see, your story is the next story. But I want you to see this next testimony. It's very powerful. It's going to show you that whatever happened in this person's life can happen in your life because you're next. Remember, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And that means when somebody shares their testimony, their story, it's a prophecy or a prediction that as it happened for them, it can happen for you. As you put your faith in the body and blood of Jesus, watch this testimony. And then we're going to come right back and take communion together. And I'm going to pray for you. And supernatural power is going to be released in your life. These benefits are going to start showing up in your life. And check this out, and I'll be right back.
So I recently heard Pastor Dick Owl speaking on the power of communion, and he was speaking about a young lady that he had on the show who had cancer, breast cancer. And it really touched home for me because I was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. And as he was explaining how she, you know, she sat at that table and how the Lord, how the anointing was at the table with her, you know, taking the communion, I felt like I really needed, you know, to get the faith and just kind of try it out because I, you know, been in a lot of pain and I just really wanted that healing from God. So I decided, you know, to go along and have that faith and take communion. And a couple days later, like I was just walking and I was just feeling so good. And, you know, I went back to the doctor and I was told that I was cancer free. And I was just like, hallelujah. Like, I was like, thank you, Jesus. Like, the power of the communion, it just really worked for me. The faith that I had just really worked for me. And I just praise God for that. So I just want to thank Pastor Dick Owl for, you know, even introducing the communion, the power of communion to me, because I didn't even know the importance of, you know, communion and faith and what it can do for me. And I just thank him.
All right, are you ready to take communion, this bread and this cup? Something supernatural is going to happen. And I want to lead you in a simple prayer. Now remember, Jesus already did it. That's the whole point. We're eating the bread and drinking the cup saying Jesus already provided for these supernatural benefits in our life, these supernatural blessings, this cup of blessing. He already did it. By taking it, we're putting our faith in what Jesus did. But I want to lead you in this prayer. So get your bread out. And I've got the bread. I've got the cup with me as well. As we eat this bread, I want you to pray this out loud. Are you ready? If you're watching and you don't even have any bread, pray this anyway. And we're going to believe God for your miracle. But if you've got the bread ready, man, let's activate our faith. Pray this out loud. Say, in the name of Jesus, I believe the body of Jesus Christ is anointed and every burden is going to be removed and every yoke is going to be destroyed because of the anointing. Say this out loud. As I eat this bread, I am receiving the anointing. When I eat this bread, the power of God is removing my burdens and destroying yokes in Jesus' name. Now let's eat the bread together. Are you ready? Now, let me pray for you. Father, I thank you that your anointing is being released right now in every person's life watching this broadcast. Every burden removed, every yoke destroyed. Now let's drink the cup. And as we do, I want to lead you in this prayer as well. Just pray this. Heavenly Father, I believe your blood is blessed. Your blood is healthy. Your blood cleanses. As I drink this cup, I receive your blessing. I receive your healing in Jesus' name. Now let's drink the cup. And I like what Jesus said when he said, drink ye all of it. I like how he wants us to drink in everything that he has for us and everything that he paid for us to have. Now, Father, bless and heal and deliver. We release deliverance. We release healing. We release favor like a shield. We release abundance and provision in people's lives, supernatural peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Now, listen, what we've just experienced is supernatural power, and I want to proclaim something over you today. I want to declare that no matter what you felt, no matter what you've done in your life, I declare over you, because of the blood of Jesus, you are not guilty. You are not condemned anymore. But you might say, man, but Greg, I blew it. You might say, Pastor, I messed up. But listen, check this out. It's all been washed away by the blood of Jesus, and you just released your faith in what Jesus already did for you 2,000 years ago. I'm telling you, communion, real communion changes things. Real communion drives fear, condemnation, and guilt right out of your life. It heals you right where you're hurting. Your Savior wants you whole, spirit, soul, and body. And that's why God instructed me to take communion with you today. But now before we go, I want to pray for you, a special blessing over you and your family. Are you ready? Just receive it by faith. Heavenly Father, I thank you for every person watching this broadcast, that you would reveal to them your love, your supernatural peace, your supernatural power. Give them a word from heaven that'll change their life forever and give them hope that everything's going to be all right in Jesus' name. Now listen, don't miss our next broadcast. God loves you and so do I. I can't wait to see you then. God bless.